appointment, a sacred calling. David wasn't chosen for his outward appearance or status. God looked at his heart. And just like David, you have been chosen, set apart, and empowered for this season. To be anointed with divine grace means stepping into God's favor, His strength, and His Spirit. It's about walking boldly even when the world doesn't see your potential, because God does. This is a season of preparation. Like David, your anointing doesn't mean the journey is easy, but it does mean God's Spirit is with you every step of the way. God's divine grace empowers you to face every challenge, grow through every trial, and step into His purpose for your life. The oil of anointing is a symbol of His power working in and through you. 2025 is your year. It's the season to trust God's plan, embrace His calling, and step into the fullness of His grace. Ask yourself, where is God calling me in this season? How will I walk in His anointing? Take a moment to reflect, and then step forward in faith. Remember, the anointing is not about perfection.
Good morning. Come on, grab your Bibles, grab your coffee, your tea, your smoothie, whatever it is you drink in the morning. Amen. Let me get this real quick. There we go. That's a little better. And let's get on with this word. Listen, I want to welcome everyone to the early morning daily bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the Word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it's going to be the Word. Because the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then He said that to those who received Him as the Word, to those who received Him as who He is, He says that He would give them the power, His dunamis, His ability to become the sons of God. Now listen, I want to be a son of God because that's the only way I can receive the inheritance from God. Oh, come on now. Oh man, the covenant of God is about the inheritance of from the Father to His sons. Now ladies, you know when I say sons, it has nothing to do with gender. It has everything to do with your covenant birthright, your divine sonship as one of the children of the Most High God. Now listen, you must receive Him as the Word, and you must receive Him as the Son of God, and then you must receive Him as your Father so you can receive your sonship and receive the inheritance due you. I'm not talking about reprimations, 40 acres, and a mule. What I'm talking about is the covenant, blessing, and inheritance from Elohim, your Father. Oh, my God. Woo! Oh, my God. See, someone's already messing with the message. Well, let's go here. Father, less of us, more of you, none of us, all of you. Father, speak to my mind and think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Devil, we serve you. Notice that no weapon formed against us will prosper. No weapon, no device, no high glory. Woo, my God, no glory, wickedness in high places, no prince, no principalities, no darkness. No evil, no nothing, glory. Woo, my God, we are more than overcomers. We are more than conquerors. And what you have to understand, woo, that your power, high glory, doesn't rest in you, The power is in you, but it doesn't come from you. Who is his power? Oh my God, I'm trying to get this to somebody. It's his power. And when he activates his power within you, the Bible says that the kingdom of God is within you. Woo, everything that God is, everything that God represents is in you. But when his grace, our glory, come on, we are in 2025, the season that you are anointed with God's divine grace, when his divine presence, see the grace of God, this divine grace is the actual concentrated essence of God on your life. Good morning, Jasmine Candles. When you get the understanding that it's a part of God on you, not just in you, but when it gets on you, the grace, the anointing, it's the, okay. First Samuel 16 says, okay, now listen. First of all, I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International. Listen, I want you to understand that today is your day. This is the day that the Lord has made just for you. First Samuel 16, it says, then Samuel took the oil and anointed David in the midst of his brethren, in the midst of his family, in the midst of his community, and the elders and the leaders of the church were there. And the Spirit of the Lord came up on David. Oh, come on now. Woo, my God, it came up on him. Okay, David means the beloved, the youngest son of Jesse, but that word anointed or anointed means to smear, to cover with oil, and it also means to consecrate or to separate unto God. Okay, and he separated him. He separated him from his brothers and his family. Listen, when God puts his covenant blessing on your life, when God puts his divine grace on your life, he separates you from what was to what is now, and that is him. Why? Because he calls you alone. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hikisha. This is why God moved Abraham away from his family, because no one could get the credit. When they tried to give him part of the spoils from the war, Abraham said, no man will be able to say that they made me rich. No, God is saying right now in your life right now, allow him to separate you. Allow him to smear you with his concentrated essence of who he is, so you can begin to walk in the abundance. This is the time that you're supposed to abound. You're supposed to be abundantly furnished with. You, why? Because it's a part of the inheritance. Oh, my God. Woo! Why? Because you're the called. You're the divinely selected and appointed from God, according to Romans chapter 8. Okay, Romans chapter 8, verse 28 says, we know that all things work together for good to those who what? Love God, and to them who are the called. This phrase, the called, means divinely selected and appointed. That means God selected you. When you read 1 Samuel, it says in verse 12, and they sent and brought in David. He was ruddy. He was of a beautiful countenance. He was good to look at, meaning that he was handsome, ladies. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. When they came to arrest Jesus, Jesus said, no, leave everyone else alone, for I am he. And the anointing on I am he caused the soldiers to be knocked down. Why? Because the anointing on your life destroys yokes and loosens burdens. Jesus had to allow himself to be captured and to be arrested. Come on now. The anointing on your life protects you and those trying to do you harm. Oh, come on now. Listen, we are in the seventh day of the month of March. This is also the 66th day of the year. The number 66 represents, well, this will be a time, a prophetic time of divine revelation, completeness, maturity, and the fullness of God's word being manifest. The number 66 and the significance of March 7th, 3 and 7 hold deep biblical prophetic meaning, representing the fullness of God's promises, God's divine authority, and the spiritual awakening in your life. 66, the Bible consists of 66 books, 39 Old Testament, 27 New Testament. 66 is the number of divine revelation, completion of God's message, and the fullness of his word being established in his people. A deeper revelation. Come on now. You're going to receive deeper revelation. Oh, I'm trying to get something to you. Deeper revelation. The number 66 is the number of divine completion and restoration. Isaiah 66 verse 1 says, this is what the Lord says. Heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house you will build for me? Woo, my God. 66 is linked to the restoration of God's people and the establishment of his kingdom on earth. God is restoring what was lost, completing unfinished assignments, and realigning his people with their divine purpose. The prophetic meaning of the number 66. 66 is represents a season of prophetic fulfillment. Come on, you better get this right now. It's a season of prophetic fulfillment. Oh, what in the world? Let me see what happened here. The devil is alive. Devil is a lie. He's trying to mess with my stuff here. You see here? There we go. Devil is a lie. Okay. It's the season where, it's the number that signifies a season of birthing and the manifestation of prophetic promises. Okay. Prophetic promises, okay? 66 is a call to establish God's kingdom on earth, okay? Isaiah 66, verse 22. As the new heavens and the new earth that I will make will endure before me, so will your name and your descendants shall endure. Oh, come on now. You better get this morning. 66 is a time of divine renewal and worship. Isaiah 66, verse 23, from one new moon to another and from one Sabbath to another, all mankind will come and bow down before me, saith the Lord. This connection, there will be an outpouring of worship and revival where people will be drawn into a deeper intimacy with God. Come on now. Woo, you better get this. The devil is a liar. He's trying to keep you from your divine inheritance. I'm sorry, I'm just trying to make sure that this, something got unplugged here. Okay, let me see. Now listen, let me just share this. You are sons of God. There's a covenant birthright and inheritance. There's a covenant blessing and birthright on your life. The Bible says that you are the children of the Most High God, okay? You are God's, little g, okay, Psalms 82, verse 6. You are God's, little Elohim's, and you are all children of the Most High, okay? It's time for you to walk in your covenant birthright relationship with him. It's your time. Listen, get your seed ready right now. I want you to get your seed ready because the Bible says this. I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. You are walking in the kingdom principle of seed time and harvest. Genesis 8:22. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest. High glory. Hikesha. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hikesha. Oh, my God, my God, my God. You are, oh, my God. See, I felt that right there. Oh, my God. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. God is trying to get his covenant blessing into your life. Don't allow anything to come in between you and the covenant of God. This covenant of God, God said, I'll destroy everything else before I let anything come in between my covenant and my children. Listen, sow the seed. Get the 2025 seed, okay? 200, I need, listen, we need $4,000 in this ministry for new equipment and certain things. Listen, I need two people to do the 2025 seed, or I need 20 people to do the 225 seed. Whatever you can do, sow your best seed. Use the Cash App. Use my Cash App and make it a teruma so I can pronounce the blessing of the Lord. See, when you sow it into the hand of the priest, according to Ezekiel chapter 44, 30, and the Bible says that your first fruit of all things, the first of all teruma, shall be the priest, and you shall give the priest the first of your dough, that he may speak the blessing of God over your life. Ha, glory. Hey, glory. Hey, Kesha. Excuse me for just a moment. This is important.